MDE embarrassment equation by making some strategic deal with us, then we certainly would not stand in the way of you closing your deal. I am committed to making this a win-win situation, to keep our friendship intact, to be positive, and to say and write only glowing things. All this will be assured for both of us if we remain honest and reasonable and direct. Nobody ever needs to know anything other than positive things from either of us. This all can work out. You still are the only one who came to my hospital bed. And I do remember. Michael. Despite Eisner's plea to be honest and reasonable, Ovitz doubted his sincerity. All the talk about it being a win-win situation seemed a not-so-subtle warning that if Ovitz didn't leave and find another job, it could be ugly. Eisner himself later described the letter as, "This is all just a lot of talk to get comfortable that I'm going to say good things about him and he could leave and go to Sony and be a winner." And he acknowledged that, even in the letter, he was less than candid. An odd admission given the premium Eisner placed on truth-telling, at least in others. He wasn't the only one who came to my hospital bed, so that wasn't true. Sincere and insincere is really not the applicable question. The question is, could it work? Was it possible? I was bending over backwards to make it good for him, because this would have been great for him, and also solve my problem. Over the next several weeks, Eisner embarked on a campaign to get Sony to take Ovitz off his hands. He seemed to have given no thought to being honest and reasonable with the Japanese, and instead embraced a strategy that was flagrantly at odds with reality. "I was actually talking to Sony myself," Eisner later explained, "telling them that I would be very reluctant to lose Michael Ovitz to Sony, that they would have to pay 100% of the compensation that Disney owed him, and that I was only doing it because Michael Ovitz, you can't really keep a number two man from being number one, and that they would have to give us some deal, record deal or something. I was trying to make Sony believe that this was the last thing in the world that I wanted to do." Eisner characterized his conversation with Idei in comments to Tony Schwartz. "Really did not want this to happen. Never hold back a friend. But if they're going to do it, hire Ovitz, have to do it with my complete knowledge, thinking of Pearl Harbor. I cannot be embarrassed, has to be a big strategic deal that Disney fits into. Conversation about trading my center fielder." He responds, "Thank you very much. Yes, interested. I understand." Schwartz's notes from this period indicate something of a stream of consciousness preoccupation with Ovitz. "Iger hates him. Doesn't know anything about business, pontificates, devious. Horrible New York Observer article. Soon New York Times story coming. Jerry Fabricant," actually Geraldine Fabricant, a New York Times media reporter, "says he calls these people all the time." Ovitz wasn't at all sure that he wanted to work for Sony, but feeling he had little alternative, he called Idei to postpone discussions of the joint venture and instead suggested that they discuss his personal situation. To maintain secrecy, Ovitz flew first to San Francisco rather than flying from Los Angeles to Tokyo. But even so, several Disney employees were on the same flight and quickly deduced that something was afoot.